Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture, and it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام الرفق نصف العيش.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, moderation is worth half of one's livelihood.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We find, dear friends, in the beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, that interestingly, this divinely appointed imam has spoken about with his companions in certain conversations how an individual should not refuse the granting of a need of his believing brother or sister. Now, of course, in certain programs, we have talked about the importance of helping to give sanctuary to a believer and helping and striving to grant the needs of a believer. And of course, if we look at this on a very societal level, a socio-political level, if you will, when people begin to help one another and begin to grant the needs of one another, of course, when they have the means to, then the society will begin to progress. The society will begin to move forwards towards that utopian and perfect society that Allah, the Almighty, the Just, has ordained for humanity. And so in this conversation, Imam Al-Kadhim says, when he is talking about those who do not refuse to grant the need of their believing brother, meaning those who grant the need of their believing brother, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam says in this conversation, surely Allah has on the earth servants who strive to grant the needs of men. They are safe on the day of resurrection. And whoever delights a believer, Allah will delight their heart on the day of resurrection. So, dear brothers, yes, in this world we reach a utopian society by means of helping our brothers and sisters. But on the other hand, here Imam Al-Kadhim tells us that even in the afterlife, in the hereafter, we don't want to call it afterlife because it is the actual life. So the hereafter, they will be safe on the day of resurrection. And if they delight a believer, Allah will delight their heart on the day of resurrection, a day which is very frightening for every single one of us. May Allah protect us. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
And imagine when the Imam alayhi salam would say, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوها قبل أن توزنوا. Ensure that you hold yourself accountable before the day of judgment. If an individual is so engrossed in this form of muhasaba and self-accountability, the way our ulama, such as Allama Qabatabai Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi, one of his students says in his final moments, before he died, before he passed away, he said to him, Allama, tell me something that will help me in my life. The narration from this particular student says that he said, Alaykum bil muraqaba, alaykum bil muhasaba. He was a man who understood the importance of self-accountability and holding ourselves to measure when it comes to our actions, in order for us to think twice or three times the next time we are presented with a temptation or a situation whereby we are drawn into Shaitan's web of deception. And the Imam alayhi salam would also want to ensure that we understand the beauty of what the religion says about the need to focus on the sincerity of our actions, and the fact that the quality of the a'mal is what is measured in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not necessarily the quantity.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
أنت يا بدر المدينة خير خلق الله.